FMR. Trump official flights should roll back offensive operations on Iran, but economic pressure will take time. By Ian Hanchett on September 7, 2026. On Monday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Wake Up America Early, former Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump and Chief of Staff of the National Security Council Fred Flight said that we should roll back offensive operations and concentrate on the economic strangulation of Iran, but the economic pressure is going to take time. Flights began by saying, "I don't think the fall of the regime is imminent. But I think the Trump administration has the right approach to this, that is to strangle this regime." He added, "When people say economic sanctions have not worked in the past, they have not seen economic pressure like this, this blockade of Iranian ports. But it's going to take time. The Iranian radicals are going to claim it's not working. They're going to strike out with what they have left of their missile and drone force. But I think in maybe 60 to 90 days, we could be looking at a different Iran." Flights further stated, "Pickax Mountain is a deeply buried facility, and there's something going on there. And we know from satellite coverage that they have taken measures to make it difficult to attack. There are certain protections against cruise missiles. We don't know what's going on there. There are some experts who think it could be nuclear weapons related. It could simply be excavation. There are many experts who would like the U.S. to attack it. I don't think that's necessary. I think it's time to roll back offensive operations and concentrate on the economic strangulation. I don't want to see another military escalation. I don't think the American people want that either." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.